Hello, this is Brother Dwayne Henson welcoming you to the Baptist Light. This is our 11th episode concerning Dr. John Clark and is entitled Resisting Unto Blood, Part 4. In our last episode, we ended with the testimony of Obadiah Holmes in his own words following his merciless beating and how he was able to escape after he was made known of plans to arrest him again. For some had been baptized after Obadiah Holmes suffered, as well as many who were asking questions. He then returned to Rhode Island to his wife and 8 children who had been without him all summer and preparing for winter. In his testimony, he mentioned 2 men, John Spurr and John Hazel, who were arrested for giving him a handshake and some words of comfort following his beating. Dr. Clark has in his writings that there were 13 warrants for those who had assisted or shown some kindness to Obadiah Holmes following his beating. It would be good to hear from witnesses of this religious persecution, which had been administered by those who had fled persecution in England. One such witness who left his testimony in his own words was John Spurr himself. For we have the written record that he left preserved in the writings of Isaac Backus. John Spurr said, "Mr. Cotton, in his sermon immediately before the court, gave their sentence against Mr. Clark, Obadiah Holmes, and John Crandall, affirmed that denying infant baptism would overthrow all, and this was a capital offense, and therefore they were foul murderers. When therefore the governor, Mr. Endicott, came into the court to pass sentence against them, he said thus, 'You deserve to die, but this we agreed upon, that Mr. Clark shall pay £20 fine, and Obadiah Holmes £30 fine, and John Crandall £5 fine, and to remain in prison until their fines be either paid or security given for them, or else they are all of them to be well whipped.' When Obadiah Holmes was brought forth to receive his sentence, he desired of the magistrates that he might hold forth the ground of his practice. But they refused to let him speak and commanded the whipper to do his office. Then the whipper began to pull off his clothes, upon which Obadiah Holmes said, 'Lord, lay not this sin unto their charge.' So the whipper began to lay on with his whip, upon which Obadiah Holmes said, 'O Lord, I beseech thee to manifest thy power in the weakness of thy creature.'" Listen carefully to the next part of what John Spurr testifies in relation to how Obadiah Holmes was able to suffer the beating with supernatural fortitude and physical strength. John Spurr says, "He neither moving nor stirring at all for their strokes, breaks out in these expressions, 'Blessed and praised be the Lord!' And thus he carried it to the end and went away rejoicing." What a testimony! God gave him the strength to take all 30 strokes without moving or stirring. The power of God was manifest that day and to great fruit. Listen to what it did to John Spurr as we continue in his testimony. "I, John Spurr, being present, it did take such an impression in my spirit to trust in God and to walk according to the light that God had communicated to me and not to fear what man could do unto me, that I went to the man, being inwardly affected with what I saw and heard, and with joyful countenance took him by the hand when he was from the post and said, 'Praised be the Lord.' And so I went along with him to the prison. And presently that day there was information given to the court what I had said and done, and also a warrant granted out that day to arrest both myself and John Hazel, which was executed on the morrow morning upon us. And so we were brought to the court and examined. The governor asked me concerning Obadiah Holmes, according as he was informed by old Mr. Cole and Thomas Budolph, of my taking of him by the hand and smiling, and I did freely declare what I did and what I said, which was this: Obadiah Holmes, said I do look upon as a godly man, and do affirm that he carried himself as did become a Christian, under so sad an affliction. And his affliction did affect my soul, that I went to him, being from the post, and said, Blessed be the Lord. But said the governor, What do you apprehend concerning the cause for which he suffered? My answer was, that I am not able to judge of it. Then said the governor, We will deal with you as we have dealt with him. I said unto him, I am in the hands of God. Then Mr. Summons, a magistrate, said, Ye shall know that you are in the hands of men. The governor then said, Keeper, take him. And so I was presently carried away to the prison. The next day, about 1 o'clock, I was sent for again to the court. The governor, being then about to go out of the court when I came in, delivered his speech to me. Said he, You must pay 40 shillings or be whipped. I said then to those of the court that remained, that if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God in this behalf. Then I desired to know what law I had broken and what evil I had done. But they produced no law, only they produced what the two witnesses had sworn against me. My speech thereto was this, My practice and carriage is allowed by the word of God. For it is written in Romans 12, Be like affectioned, rejoice with them that rejoice. And it is contrary to my judgment and conscience to pay a penny. Then said Mr. Bindall, I will pay it for him. And there presented himself. I answered them and said, I thanked him for his love, but did not believe it was acceptable service for any man to pay a penny for me in this case. Yet notwithstanding, the court accepted his proffer and bid me be gone. Then came John Hazel to be examined. What a testimony! What an impact! Not just then, but even unto this day. When we will stand and suffer for the cause of Christ, eternity will show who then, as Paul said to the Hebrews, was able to lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and straight paths that were made, and the lame that were healed, and then walked in the light that was given them. This is Brother Dwayne Henson with the Baptist Light. Thanks for listening.